balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continuing taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Oh, politics is no longer left versus right. It's truth versus propaganda. The show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power. Because it's no longer about who lives in the White House. It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it.
Hi there. Welcome back. Yep, final hour. Wow, Harold was awesome. Harold Zeger, if you missed that, he talked about how the people finally destroyed the power of the regime that had taken over East Germany. You might want to get that podcast, which is in the last segment of the last hour, and really go over that with your family, because he gave a big warning, and that was they'll try to get families to report on each other. They'll try to get people to snitch on each other. And we've already had headlines in the news that we were actually going to talk about yesterday and didn't get to, and the day before, where they're asking kids to snitch on parents and everything else. We've seen these kinds of headlines even in the Obama era. We saw these kind of headlines a lot too. I just wanted to say that he's right on the money, and we're slow rolling it into what East Germany became and what so many countries have become as they've been taken over by a regime. Now, that same asinine regime of corrupt individuals on the right and the left are taking over the White House, and have taken over the White House, I should say. And the House voted to impeach President Trump on nothing. There was no incitement of anything. And they're trying to claim a case on this. And like Chrisanne Hall said in the last hour, the Senate needs to acquit, because otherwise Trump will never be able to hold office again if he wanted to. Okay. With that being said, I've got Susan Reeve on. So did you want to talk about the impeachment at all? McConnell left, correct?
Yes. McConnell said they are
such a traitor.
Disjourning the Senate mm-hmm. and then won't be back until the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they have an ace up their sleeve to pull something on the 19th. But so he's given indications that that's probably not the case and that they wouldn't even have time to do that. Yeah. There'd have to be a trial.
Now, because of the Ulysses Grant episode, they could do something after the inauguration, which is very weird, right? Because you consider his term would be over. But she answered that in the last hour, and you can go back and listen to that on podcast, what that means if they do it after the inauguration. Which there's a precedent of doing that. That doesn't mean that they can get away with it, but there's a precedent of one instance where that happened with Ulysses Grant. So, okay, Susan, a lot of people are going to be chomping at the bit listening to this hour on what what's going on behind the scenes. So we saw the multiple state declarations for emergencies, and some people think that's because of unrest coming, but actually Chrisanne Hall was looking at it and saying, no, this is actual just about the monies being dispersed from federal government to the states.
Right.
Right.
And so people always assume, oh, it's going to be some power grab. It's usually almost exclusively a money thing.
Yeah.
Like, turn on the spigot.
Right.
We want our funds.
Right. Now, he did hit them with a memorandum or an EO. I can't remember which one it was, as far as hitting Beijing a little bit and declassifying some information Monday. But it was more about a hit to Beijing, a little bit of a hit, not much. But are you seeing anything in the EOs? Are you seeing anything in the memorandums? Because remember, you have to look at both now. Are you seeing anything that would indicate anything going on in the next 7 days that could be in Trump's favor?
Well, the thing I was going to talk about today, this plays into what may be happening. So this is a data point. People should consider that when they read information, they shouldn't be fed the information. They should be analyzing the information and looking for verification.
Right.
That's different than being fed.
You're right.
And it feels different. So the Joint Chiefs for the Joint Forces, the Joint Chief of Staff put out a memo that said, and this was yesterday, that it said message to the joint force. Now, what was interesting about this is people started freaking out, saying, look at one of the last paragraphs. On January 20th, 2021, in accordance with the Constitution, confirmed by the states and the courts and certified by Congress, President-elect Biden will be inaugurated and will become our 46th commander-in-chief. But if you go up, and that is probably true, if you go up and read the rest of it and said, this is message to the joint forces, it says that you are to uphold, you forces, the Constitution, and that it's here to protect you. Let me read the first line.
And let the steal happen?
No. Ah. It says, listen, the American people have trusted the armed forces of the United States to protect them and our Constitution for almost 250 years. As we have done throughout our history, the U.S. military will obey lawful orders from civilian leadership, support civilian authorities to protect lives and property, ensure public safety in accordance with the law, and remain fully committed to protecting and defending the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Okay, so they make this, they say domestic, which people really need to think about both.
Yes.
But is that just meaning that they need to just follow along with the local precincts of the cities, the states?
Well, they take their orders from civilian authorities, and then they go on to condemn the riots, and it says that the riots were inconsistent with the rule of law. So as you go down this, take each statement, reread this letter, and say, is this true? And you have to say, yes, that's true. Yes, that's true.
And there really wasn't a riot, though. But,
no,
okay.
But it says there were inconsistent.
Antifa.
Yeah, the rights of freedom of speech and assembly do not give anyone the right to resort to violence. Mm-hmm. True, sedition and insurrection. True, true. There, what they are saying is they're reiterating what they are required to reiterate. Now, what most people don't understand, and let me add this, that this was signed by the general U.S. Army chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the vice chairman, the chief of staff of the Army, of the Marine Corps, chief of naval operations, staff of the Air Force, of Space Force, and the National Guard. The National Guard. So the National Guard all report through their line of connection to the president for information, and they have coordinated this under the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Mm-hmm. But the Joint Chief has no military operational power or authority.
Now, most people don't realize that. Do you want to talk about that? Because most people don't realize that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, and there was a reason leading up to this, especially so, example, World War II, the Admiral of the Navy was reporting to Roosevelt, as well as what was called then, essentially, the Secretary of Defense. And so MacArthur, overall troops, and the Navy were both reporting to the president. And it ended up causing confusion and a lot of chaos. Mm-hmm. So what there was an act passed, the Goldwater-Nichols Act of 1986, that essentially made it official that the general of the Joint Chief of Staff only is an advisor to the president.
Yeah.
Has no permission mm-hmm. and authority. And so, and people don't know that. So this letter comes out, and when you read all these, like the chief of staff of the army, he can only go through the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He can only go through the president that way, unless he's invited in.
Why would they issue a letter like that? Why? What's the need?
I think it was to make sure mm-hmm. they were on record telling their mm-hmm. active duty military, you know, if you were there at the Capitol, understand you are under us and we are reporting to the president. We actually, they report to the Secretary of Defense. So you don't go out on your own. Mm-hmm. Don't go rogue. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything violent. Don't organize in small, nothing. We are upholding the Constitution. Mm-hmm. That's who we've taken an oath to. And I love the language in that, actually. We're taking an oath to the Constitution. So this went on to say that
Mark Milley, the same guy, was the same one that gave the codes to Nancy. Nancy has no authority whatsoever as Speaker of the House to get the codes. So what do you think of these individuals?
Well, Mark Milley is going to say, as he said in that final chapter, that paragraph, that Biden will be inaugurated and will become our 46th commander-in-chief, and we go through civilian authorities. So the Secretary of Defense, mm-hmm. who is Christopher Miller, former mm-hmm. special operator, is a civilian authority. Now, Christopher Miller did something that he said he really upset people at the Pentagon. He gave a speech in November. He says, I've really kind of upset people in the Pentagon because I am putting special operations to be on par with the other service branches.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And they don't go through the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. They report directly to him.
Interesting.
So he made this end run around, and he said this will kind of free them from all the turmoil. He said that the efforts to combat transnational threats, he noted turmoil at the Pentagon and the blowback his initiatives have received during his short tenure. He says, if you want a friend in Washington, buy a dog. So he was somehow acting and mm-hmm. upsetting the Pentagon, mm-hmm. upsetting all these people.
People were wondering why he took the power structure and changed it.
And mm-hmm. if you look at the letter, mm-hmm. Joint Chiefs, the Special Operations are not on there.
Okay.
So they didn't sign this letter, although they have the same oath to uphold to the Constitution and the rule of law. And so as you start putting all these pieces together and to why this is so important, then you start to realize Donald Trump made these changes. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump in the last few days. The other change that Donald Trump made was actually quite interesting. He fired Chad Wolf, the head of DHS, mm-hmm. and he installed Pete Gaynor, the new acting Department of Homeland Security head, who had been the current head of FEMA. But it says, let me read this bio to you. He served for 26 years as an enlisted Marine and infantry officer in the United States Marine Corps. He was assigned as the executive officer over the security of presidential retreat Camp David and the head of plans, policy, and operations at Headquarters Marines. So he was also in Iraq. But people said, oh, there's 9 days left. Why is he making this change?
Mm-hmm.
Putting these pieces together, mm-hmm. I hope people are starting to think about the fact that Trump currently is mm-hmm. still in charge,
mm-hmm.
and we need to see what he's doing.
Okay. We'll be right back. More on this when we come back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. We'll take some callers, too. I've got Susan Reeve with me. We're going to ask her the big question. I think it's all on your minds. What goes down? What happens next? What happens with Trump? And President Trump, I should say. And
will these communists, these globalists get their way? What will happen? Kamala still has not resigned her Senate seat. I just wanted to make sure people realize that still to this day. Now she has until the 20th, but still interesting. If they're so sure they have it sewn up, it's kind of interesting. But
It reminds me of that saying, if you want to swim to the other side of the pool, you have to let go of one side of the pool. Right. And she's not swimming.
Yeah. Haven't heard a peep from her. Very interesting.
It is interesting.
Not a peep. And she's a peepy kind of gal, let me just tell you. She loves the limelight. So I'm a little surprised by that. Okay. So I'm going to ask you that question. And I also want to talk. So whichever one you want to talk about first, I also want to talk about the fake news that came out that we talked about yesterday. Bongino and other talk show hosts have said that they were never told by Cumulus to not talk about the fraudulent election. This was the Washington Post and other fraudulent newspapers putting this out there, and that we're getting barraged by this kind of fake news.
Absolutely.
But he never got told this.
No. So Dan Bongino went on his show yesterday and he says, I have to clear this up and make it official. The Washington Post put out the story that we were told by Cumulus, as our bosses who we work for, not to talk about fraud in the election.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, first of all, we don't work for Cumulus. He says it's / Westwood. Right. He said they are our agents. They actually work for us to go out and get us new
stations.
So then
why would the Post put this out there? Why would New York Times or the Post or anybody want to put this out there? They want to get the right stirred up.
The right stirred up, mm-hmm. and to hear that. And so Dan Bongino went on to say, he said, we'll have our attorneys contact the Post because we received no phone call. We received no email.
No, nothing.
Nobody, nothing okay. about that.
All right. I just wanted to clear that up from yesterday.
It's good to hear this follow up, because anytime you read something like that and it's a little bit shocking, you should say, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really true? And then research, no matter how many other people are repeating it.
And what's fascinating about that, too, because we're going to move on. But what's fascinating is that when we were looking at that story, see, Cumulus is an entity, but it's not like they have one like homegrown owner of it. It's an entity. It's a large entity. And so it wouldn't strike me as completely shocking to have them come down on hosts and say, you can't talk about that, just like they've directed the media in saying, you have to say that there's no evidence toward any fraud. So it wouldn't have been totally shocking to me. But I'm glad that that Dan Bongino cleared that up. So I'm really happy about that. So everyone is wondering what happens to Trump now? Do you still feel like he stays in office? What goes on? What is your perception? What do you think is going on?
My perception is that we live in a very sophisticated technocracy, but our military uses it as well. They use a lot of artificial intelligence, AI, to war game certain scenarios, and then they make decisions based upon what the other people are doing and what tact they want to take and what has the best outcome. Both sides are using AI, but we have the best of the best. And so for me to say this is going to happen, there's no way to know how all these details are going to fall in place. But you have to ask yourself, as a citizen, we have the Constitution. We also have, most of us, or many of us, a commitment to God. We have seen Trump champion God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he walked over to that desecrated church, St. John's, right outside the White House, that the real terrorists burned the new edition. It was the preschool edition. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
He walked with his Bible, and they're like, he had the Bible upside down. But it was important for him to say, not only am I here, I'm at a church, and I'm here with the Bible to reclaim this ground,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen him walk with the and speak at the March for Life, which is also coming up at the end of January. First president to really do that, mm-hmm. that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And he has made commitment after commitment to God. So you have to ask yourself, is this a person who's going to fail on the scale, having the best AI, the commitment that he's made, and to the people he has promised us.
Mm-hmm.
So as these things play out, here's the issue. People are going to get very plane sick. I am a very nervous flyer. When things start bouncing around, I get really kind of freaked out. And people around me just tell me it's okay. Sometimes they get freaked out. Then the stewardess says it's okay. But ultimately, we aren't really flying the plane in one sense. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. It's a covert war on both sides. But the information is flying, the fake information from both sides, and we feel beaten up by it. Mm-hmm. And so for people who are feeling in that mental state, all you can do is pull back a bit. Yeah. Just not follow it day to day, minute to minute, as so many of us are. Like, what's the recent update? Oh, you mean in the last 3 minutes? I mean, right?
So true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some people can't take it, but don't feel the despair. Mm-hmm. Because try and use your imagination to see how all these pieces are fitting together.
So word on the street rumor is that things come out, proof about the election after the inauguration of, I can't even say his name, Biden. He's such a joke. Okay, he's such a communist. Okay, so by the Communist Party candidate, we'll just call him that, the Communist Party candidate. Mm-hmm. So that there might be stuff that comes out that's shown after this. I'm not quite sure how that would happen, because if you don't have the power behind you, I'm not quite sure how you get people to do this. But if that came out, that for several months, with enough stuff coming out, with enough stuff coming into court, with everything that shows that he illegitimately and fraudulently got this election to work in his favor, Biden, that that people on the street are saying there is a chance that Trump would actually, I don't know, stay in, not stay in. I don't know how that would work, but you tell me, what do you think about the rumors?
And that's how the details, because people say, you know, if we're confused, so is the opposite, because Sun Tzu said, who's Chinese general, said, all war is deception. So are we in a bit of a war? Yes, we are. Some people have even said we're here at World War III or World War IV. But if it is discovered that this was foreign interference from China, which we actually know it was,
Italy,
and even the Privy Council, Great Britain, the Vatican, notice all where these blackouts have occurred. Blackouts occurred in the Vatican. Now they occurred last night in Iran. Multi-city blackouts.
Pakistan. So that's strange.
So, so people can say, well, maybe that's just coincidental. If you want to think that way, it's going to be a difficult ride for you if you pay attention. If you just start to say, I'm just going to notice this and see what the pilot of the plane, for now, Trump is doing, and just buckle up and try and be as calm as possible. And I would have to say that also includes people who might maybe thinking, oh, we need armed reaction. No, we don't. No, we don't. We have a pilot. He's look at all the pieces that he has moved around. So why, it's confusing to the other side. Why is he replacing this person with 9 days left? Why is he doing this with only a few days left?
Well, they're acting. Okay. So one thing that's very obvious is these people, people that are bringing on this coup are acting very afraid. So you've got Nancy Pelosi, who has no authority really other than Speaker of the House, which is to deliver an oath or assign committee members. And she is taking upon herself to be in the press every 5 seconds to then take all these steps against Trump. You've got McConnell traitor, Lindsey Graham traitor, Mitt Romney traitor. You got all these traitors. We're finally seeing who the traitors are. We finally realize all of Washington's pretty much caught up in this. Nobody stood up for the fraudulent election. But that after they put Biden in, there's nothing in our process that says that Trump would stay in or could reclaim it or anything else, because then it would go down the chain that they've established from Inauguration Day. So I think that's what probably a lot of people are going to be questioning. How in the world would that happen? Is this a move to placate the people through this?
So it could be. It could be a move to placate the people.
Yep.
But what happens is things happen in our country and in life in general that sometimes you can't even imagine. Like, what would happen if all the communications went out and there was only the emergency broadcast? Who would be in charge of that? Would it be the military? But the military answers to a civilian. So there's things coming that may be extremely disturbing. But as one person put it, if this feels like the death of the republic how would a rebirth feel? Like, what would be happening if that were to happen?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
And wouldn't it feel just like this? Like, wouldn't it feel like here's somebody moving around all the pieces who promised us we are never giving up, we are never conceding? That was just last week. So I choose...
What's your gut feel on this? What do you think?
That the Constitution and the people prevail. It has less to do with Donald Trump, but he is the pilot for now. But it's the Constitution and the power of the people prevail. And so that's why it requires faith in a way. And it's also something, as I was talking about the AI, someone brought up the excellent point that AI takes information in. But information like prayer, like look at all the people who are praying. It's not factoring that in because it doesn't have access to that.
Interesting.
It is interesting. And so I think there's very positive power working on our behalf. The Constitution, the intention of the people. But it's a process. And processes have to unfold. And that's what I believe we're seeing is an unfolding.
Okay. Caller, you have about a minute. Go for it.
Okay, guys. How do you feel about the fact that we started as a covenant nation? But we've fallen away from that covenant. And what we've seen in the last 4 years is almost a recommitment to a covenant to God. And that's the only way we're going to get out of this is if that covenant is renewed. We are a nation under judgment.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. Well, I'll take you off the air. Yes, of course. We did start as a covenant nation. Not everybody was worth their salt during that covenant nation when it came about, but miracles were offered by God and we got this country. We got the Constitution, divinely got this Constitution. So you can't ignore that. That's a fact. We should have never won. We were outnumbered. We were out everything and we got the miracles. Okay. And not everybody was as pure as the driven snow in that. Not every American on the soil was as pure. I mean, did we all deserve that at the time? Who knows? I mean, there were a lot of people with loyalists. They still had the loyalist ideas. They were very loyal to Britain, but we got the miracles, right? Because it needed to happen, right? This country needed to happen.
That's right.
So are we looking at this again? And are we in a position to claim that again? I guess is really what he's saying.
Right. Well, I spend a lot of time online, and as people become more and more afraid and discouraged, I'm seeing a lot of comments like, I am praying for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
I'm praying for my country.
Yeah.
So this process is changing us.
Yes.
It's changing who we are as individuals.
Yep. And you know, when I was talking to Harold, you know, off air, we were talking about the fact that Satan is really at the helm of directing a lot of these people in their directions on where they're going with this country. And this has never changed since the dawn, right, of time. And so knowing that, what's really great about this new presidency coming about, which is disgusting, but you know what? There is a positive about it. I'll share when I come back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. You can give to the show, which is much appreciated since we're not bought and sold media. And I really appreciate that. And if you want to help with the publication, the next publication of Harold Zeeker's book, you can go. You can email me, Kate, at katedalyradio.com, and I'll forward that on to Harold for some help in if you don't throw money at the parties, please stop funding these organizations. Start doing this where you're helping to fund a book that can help talk about what somebody went through in East Germany, why they came here and why they started. He started talking on radio shows about what he was seeing in the last 20 years about how we were falling right into the same traps and how they got out of it. That's the kind of book people need to read right now. So you can email me if you want to help Harold with that next edition of that, the printing of the next edition of that. Okay. So make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. That is the only supplement I really believe in. They are awesome. They do a fantastic job. Great staff and large company. They're very, very good. And they produce a product unlike any other that has more in it than any other product. This is about your health. Make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com and put in my name, K-A-T-E is the code, and you're going to get a terrific product to take, and you're going to know you have some control over your health. And a lot of control over your health, actually. And so really the question on the table then, Susan, you know, the Insurrection Act, let's talk about that. Let's talk about any last moves that could be made. And of course, you know, there's no way, I don't think, for him to ever stay in after the 20th. But I do think that maybe things could be done. And right now we're getting the onslaught. So we will talk about the Insurrection Act in just a second. And the onslaught of provoking the right to come out and to do things so they can lower the hammer on the right. And we were talking over the course of the break, talking about scenarios in which I could see in the future, maybe Kamala getting her spot in the sun because something is blamed on the right, if you get my drift. So there, I think the blame game, I think you're absolutely correct on this because she's the one that brought this up, that the blame game to the right, they have set this in motion, and we would be blamed for anything going on to also get the hatred of the nation, person against person, to an all-time high, because that's what these people do. They love hate, they love evil, and they hate the Constitution, they hate our country, and they hate us. So they hate prayer, they hate God, and this is where they're going. So any time that they can actually pin something on us, and you have to kind of think outside the box. There's a lot of things that could happen in the next year or two where they would pin it on us, where we would be blameless in it, but they would pin it on us for sure. Thoughts?
Well, not only that, but I heard one of the new black conservatives who've kind of, their eyes have been open and they have their own podcast, say, people on the right, try and read the play. Went referring to the Capitol incident. He's like, read the play. Like in football, he goes, you have to read what the other side is doing. And he said, it's so obvious how there were things set up with that and how eyewitnesses. He said, I'm just astonished at how conservatives don't understand to read the play and then just say, oh, that's just that, you know, I'm distancing myself from the whole thing.
Oh,
from
my
the
gosh.
Whole, and just jump on
such a setup.
The hysterical bandwagon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so for somebody to come in from the left and then try and help us say, you guys need a better mindset about this, of how things play out.
Yeah, and the obvious, the evidence. I mean, I can't believe how many people ignore evidence and the obvious and looking and saying, well, that doesn't even make sense. They don't do that. They just listen for the media to tell them what to think.
I know. And
it's
so
kind of amazing.
It's really good because people say, I don't see anything good happening. But as I was just saying with you all, that we are changing. In a way, we are free from the lie that we used to live under this delusion that there were people in Congress who would help us or could help us.
That's done.
We are free from that. We're free from the illusion of not just the Republican Party being not with us, but actively voting against us intentionally, seeing our distress.
Yep.
And then saying we're walking away.
I agree.
So that freedom was never going to happen without all these things having played out the way they were. And I'm not saying I advocate any violence at the Capitol at all. I'm not a violent person.
But there wasn't. Look at the violence. The violence was done with the two cops involved.
Yes.
That was where the violence wasn't coming from people. There was no shootout.
No, but just on the front lines, pushing against the police and whatnot.
Right.
And that,
well,
you know,
I'm against Antifa committing violence at the Capitol. That's what I'm against.
It's a principle.
I'm against them, their group, marching in and getting let into the Capitol. And I'm against those inside the Capitol making sure that happened that day and blaming it on the right. That's what I'm against.
Absolutely. But if you look at Trump rallies for these last 2 years, I mean, 6 years or whatever, 5 years, there was no violence committed by Trump people, because we operate with different tools. We operate with our words.
Yep.
We operate with our faith.
God.
That is how we win.
Yes.
Yes. And so what Antifa has to do is do it this way. And mm-hmm. so this was obviously their tactic, coming back to the guy who said, mm-hmm. learn to read the play.
Right. I have Kevin here, too. Kevin, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah. Right now we have a lot of noise. The signal-to-noise ratio is very high. There's so much information out there. Some of it may be true.
Mm-hmm.
The big challenge is to find the signal in the noise. And, you know, I mean, I you have to do research. You can't
right.
take anything at anyone's word. You can't assume that even though it's great news that this has just been declared or whatever, you have to go back and find the sources to get rid of the noise.
Right.
Because the noise is overwhelming right now. I'm overwhelmed by it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's designed to be that way, to overwhelm us.
Right.
And there's just a battle going on between very powerful forces. And so most of us aren't used to that.
Yes. And then you want to talk about the Insurrection Act, because there are rumors that that has been signed, that that's been a done thing. And people don't realize that.
Well,
possibly.
Possibly.
Maybe.
A lot of people. And it gives the president power, and especially to put down real insurrection, as we've been seeing in these cities all across the country, that were not being perpetrated by people on the right, but were being mm-hmm. perpetrated by forces on the left. And there has been signals from people who saying we have infiltrated Antifa to keep an eye on what they were doing. So we'll see, again, because this is covert so far on both sides, it will become more and more overt. But right now it's covert things going on in the background. And if you want to feel peace, just consider this your time to trust the president, the Constitution, and let things play out. Don't get involved other than helping wake up your family, your neighbors, if you want. But you can do this and feel peace.
Yeah.
And it's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. One way or the other, when you see how many people have turned to faith during this time, mm-hmm. it's going to be okay. And you can have a feeling of peace. And we'll figure out how to fight back. They'll never defeat us permanently. We'll have ways peacefully to come back. Our voices will be heard. And so as we see with Gab, as we see with Parler, there's an attempt to come back. And mm-hmm. already there's people who are saying, I bet Twitter is mad that they're not able to silence me, because here I am posting now on Gab or Twitter,
yeah.
on Parler. So have the faith that there are things that you can't even imagine that are going to unfold in a healthy way. They won't need to be violent on an interpersonal level at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would also say monitor family members and friends who just say I can't take it anymore, and just try to give them some peace and comfort and say, well, then just pull back for a little while. Focus on something else. Focus on your family. Focus on your health.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on your community. Focus on things that you can do that are positive in your realm. Because a lot of this, you cannot affect on a grand scale.
Okay.
For now.
Yes.
Isn't
Thank
that true?
You for that. Yes. And so, so people are wondering what happened to all the arrests that we were promised, and who knows, right?
Who knows? But my impression, and from also the people I've talked to, has said to bring in another era of hidden secret arrests and hidden detainments isn't how this gets healthier.
Yeah.
It's stuff has to be out in the open, and that is the ultimate intention of people in the government, to say, let's clean this out. Let's open it up. Let's have more transparency so that citizens, we're never in this situation again where things have gotten so opaque that we didn't know what agency was doing what. You know, 17 intelligence agencies, and people are saying, well, what are they all doing? What mm-hmm. are they doing behind the scenes? There has to be more transparency in government, and that is the direction that we're moving.
Right.
So to say, you know, maybe the arrests are happening in secret and behind the scenes, most things will be more transparent and not more hidden. That's mm-hmm. the dark way is the hidden way.
Right.
The open and transparent way is the healthy, positive way.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone in Washington you trust? Is anyone left that you feel like I mean, I look at the FBI and I see how they're just so intent on going after anybody on the right for anything to provide any or prove any crime at all, which is ridiculous, but that's their new mission in life. Do you trust... the longer I do this show, I don't trust anyone, but what's your take on that?
I happen to trust the president for now. I happen to trust General Flynn and all the sacrifice he has given to our country and the hell that he has been put through. And he is a man of faith, and he has said that, you know, the Constitution will prevail. I do have, and I don't know that there's a whole lot more that I can say I have really great confidence in, but those are some pretty powerful players. And also, President Trump has sacrificed enormously to be in the position he's in right now. Nobody would choose to be in that position. But the country needed something big to happen, and he seems to be the personality, the intelligence, the commitment to have made those big things happen. So let's see, are we going to become a Chinese communist country? Because that would be the direction under a Biden presidency. Loss of free speech, clampdown on our faith to the point of annihilation, and camps. If you're not willing to be tested or vaccinated, you know, your freedom. So,
All right. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute.
Okay, I got a minute. So, hey, I heard that Congresswoman Green put on Facebook that at 5 o'clock our time on Newsmax, there is some important information coming out.
Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
See, and it's Newsmax. Always good. Yeah, check around. Newsmax, One America News Network, ON. Have been very committed. Right Side Broadcasting has broadcasted all of President Trump's rallies, has a lot of interviews on Epoch Times, has been very consistent with what they're uncovering. Because once things become so powerful, we have to have an edge, and our edge is the Constitution and faith. And so those forces that are also promoting those seem to be on ascendancy, like the Epoch Times. Yeah, there's an ascendancy happening. Okay. And you can see it.
What's your feeling about Q as we stand right now?
I believe Q started out as a group of people, but they were also using this artificial intelligence, and it was earlier on to predict certain paths going forward. It could have been this path, it could have been that path. And as people made choices in the political environment, then the path was altered. Multiple paths, there were options. But if you consider artificial intelligence and how it operates, it says this could possibly happen. And as that stuff was rolled out, these possibilities, people who didn't understand these were possibilities of certain paths forward, but always the momentum was forward. We will win this. We will win this. The path has always been forward.
Gotcha.
Even though the surface may look like a defeat. So
I agree. I mean, you always keep the faith, no matter what. That gets you through. And Harold Zeiger, he said that is what got them through it. And actually, they won against it was faith.
That's right.
So at the end of the day, you wonder why I feel the way I do, what hope I get. I get it from faith. That's where I get it from. Thank you, Susan.
You're so
welcome. Appreciate it. See you next week. Wow. Or not. See you tomorrow. Susan, see you next week. See you tomorrow. And be faithful, be fearless. And of course, see you tomorrow with Uncle Milty. And then on Friday, another special show as well. Anyways, you guys have a great night.